Good evening and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. It's Dollar Beer Night here at TD Ballpark, and tonight we've got Game 3 of this six-game set between the visiting Tampa Tarpons and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Tampa evened up the series last night at a game apiece, hitting five home runs as a team and taking the game 7-5. Tampa starter Yan Castro pitched very well, just one run on three hits, but missed out on the win, going only 4 2/3, an out shy of being able to get that decision. On the other side, Blue Jays starter Jason Urbaez really struggled. 5 innings pitched, 7 runs all earned, and he did give up all 5 of the home runs. Dunedin made it close in the 6th and 7th innings, making it 7-5, but couldn't take advantage in the 9th with the tying run on base. As a team, the Blue Jays went 0-9 with runners in scoring position, leaving 11 total runners on base. A couple of milestones, though. Alan Rodon got his first professional hit last night, and Michael Turconi hit his first professional home run, a solo shot in the 8th off of Tampa reliever Danny Watson. Elsewhere in the Florida State League, Bradenton beat Palm Beach in 10 innings, walking off the Cardinals in their afternoon game at Lecon Park. Jupiter beat Fort Myers 9-5. Clearwater beat St. Lucie 5-2, and Daytona beat Lakeland 7-1. Looking at the standings now, Palm Beach leads the West at 23-15, 2 games ahead of second place St. Lucie at 21-17. Jupiter's third at 18-19, and Daytona is last at 11-25. Tampa is back on top in the East at 23-13, leading Bradenton on winning percentage, with the Marauders at 24-14. Your Blue Jays are 3.5 games back of both teams, in third at 20-17. Lakeland is fourth at 17-19. Fort Myers fifth at 15-21. And Clearwater is last at 13-25. Now for tonight, Yandri Rojas gets the start for your Blue Jays. The 19-year-old made his single-A debut last week in Lakeland, where he did struggle, giving up 4 runs all earned over 4 1/3 innings pitched. He'll be making his TD Ballpark debut tonight, so let's see if he can bounce back. For the Tarpons, they'll send out Sean Herman, making his third start of the year for Tampa. Herman comes in as the Yankees' 27th ranked prospect, and through his first 2 games in single-A, he's got a 1.74 ERA, giving up just 2 runs on 10 1/3 innings pitched. No roster moves, so let's take a look at the lineups. First for the visiting Tampa Tarpons, managed by Rachel Balkovec. Batting first in center field, Spencer Jones. Batting second, the catcher, Antonio Gomez. Batting third at third, Marcos Cabrera. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ben Rice. Batting fifth, the DH, Madison Santos. Batting sixth in left field, Christopher Familia. Batting seventh in right field, Kyle Battle. Batting eighth at second base, Luis Santos. And batting ninth, rounding out the order for the Tarpons, the shortstop, Roberto Chirinos. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy. They look like this. Batting first at shortstop, Michael Turconi. Batting second in right field, Alan Rodon. Batting third in left field, Dylan Rock. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Peyton Williams. Batting fifth at second base, Esteban Machado. Batting sixth, the DH, Devontae Brown. Batting seventh in center field, Roque Salinas. Batting eighth, the catcher, Nick Deschamps. And batting ninth, rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, the third baseman, Ryan McCarty. We'll take a quick break here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. First pitch should be in about 9 minutes, so stay tuned. You are listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
We'll be right back. Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're here at TD Ballpark in beautiful Dunedin, Florida. It's 85 degrees and sunny here at the ballpark, and we're getting ready for Game 3 of this six-game set between the visiting Tampa Tarpons and your Dunedin Blue Jays. It's Dollar Beer Night here at the ballpark. Make sure to head over to West Jet and to Eddie's Bar to get your $1 and $2 beers. Throw down by Nick Deschamps, the catcher, towards second base, and we're about ready to get started. Yandri Rojas making his TD Ballpark debut. Second start in single A for the Blue Jays. He's going to start off by facing Spencer Jones, the center fielder for the Tarpons. The righty out of the windup, kicks and fires. We are underway here at TD Ballpark. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1 to start off Jones. Jones did not play in last night's game 2. He did play in game 1. He went 0-4 in his single A debut. The righty kicks and fires. Grounder right side. That's just foul. Down the first base line, 0-2. Now the count to Jones. Yandri Rojas, the 19-year-old out of Venezuela, spent all of last year in the Dominican Summer League, and up until last week at Lakeland, he had spent the entire year at the Complex League. That one missed outside. 1-2. Rojas kicks and fires the 1-2 pitch. That one in on the hands. Lifted left side. That's going to be a fair ball down in the corner left field side. Picking it up out there is the left fielder Dylan Rock, and that's going to be a leadoff double for Spencer Jones. His first minor league base hit ends up being a double to lead things off here in the first.
Now batting catcher number 21, Antonio Gomez.
Antonio Gomez, the catcher, as Nick Deschamps heads out to talk to Rojas. Immediately a runner in scoring position for the Tarpons. No outs here in the first. Antonio Gomez, the catcher, batting in the two hole. First pitch to him is right there on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Gomez coming in as the 16th ranked prospect in the Yankees organization. The Yankees have high hopes for Spencer Jones standing on second as there's a cut and a miss, and Antonio Gomez. Spencer Jones, their first round pick in this past draft out of Vanderbilt. No balls, 2 strikes to Gomez. Rojas kicks and fires. The 1-2 slider down in the dirt. Got him to chase after. Blocked by Deschamps. Tossed it over to first to complete the strikeout. And that'll be out number one. One on, one out. Now let's take a look at the defense for your Blue Jays. In the outfield left to right, we've got Dylan Rock, Roque Salinas, and Alan Rodon. Along that infield, third to first, Ryan McCarty, Michael Turconi, Esteban Machado, and Peyton Williams, with Nick Deschamps behind the dish. Marcos Cabrera, the third baseman, he'll step in. Runner still at second base, one away. Rojas stepped off. He's pitching out of the stretch here. Comes set, looks towards second, kicks and fires. That one, the first pitch, the slider in there for a strike. Inner, upper part of the zone. 0-1 to start off Cabrera. Cabrera just under 200 at that batting average, 199. 12 home runs, though. He does have pop. Stepping off towards second is Rojas. That's his second. balls a strike. The pitch outside with that fastball, 93. Evens it up 1-1. Blue Jays coming into this game 3.5 games back of the Tarpons, who currently lead the West Division. As there's a cut and a miss by Cabrera on that fastball, 1-2. They lead on winning percentage over the Bradenton Marauders. And there goes the runner. That one ripped towards left. That's up, and that's going to go. A two-run shot with the runner going for Marcos Cabrera, his 13th home run of the year. And Tampa gets things started here. Back-to-back games with a homer in the first inning. This one a two-run shot by Marcos Cabrera. RBIs 33-34 on the season for Cabrera. And that's going to bring up Ben Rice. Nobody on, one away.
First baseman, number 23, Ben Rice.
Not much doubt on that one off the bat. Hit very well by Cabrera. And now Ben Rice playing first tonight. Third game of the series. The first two were at catcher. First pitch inside to him, 1-0. Rojas back working out of the windup. Kicks and fires that one outside. Back-to-back sliders, both missing, 2-0. Pitch. That one ripped towards right. Roden going towards that corner. That's going to be caught out there on the warning track. Back-to-back games with Alan Roden, the right fielder, making a spectacular play out there by the right field wall. Last night he had one right up against the wall, leaping through the bullpen gate.
Designated hitter, number
prevented a run from coming in. This one with nobody on, a little bit less pressure, but just as spectacular out there by the new draftee for the Blue Jays. Two down now, Madison Santos, the DH. Rojas kicks, fires that one in there. Fastball for a strike, 0-1. Put a star next to that one on the scorecard. 0-1 the count to Santos. That one misses in. Ball, one strike. Caught and a miss, that slider on the inside. Got Santos to swing over top, 1-2. Santos stepped out, stepping back in now. And the 1-2 pitch. Caught and a miss on the fastball up. That'll end the inning, but Tampa starts off the scoring 2-0 as we head towards the bottom half of the first, thanks to the two-run shot by Marcos Cabrera. It'll be Michael Cercone, Alan Roden, and Dylan Rock, the 1-2-3 hitters, due up for your Blue Jays when we return. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him.
messing with a bro now. I'm a bro now. I'm the who, what, when, where to go now. Show sold out. From the front to the back, hip hop, all the hold down. Got the game on the go route. I'm the black Tom Brady in this. I'm the GOAT now. Shorty, I'm so wild. Heartlands out the SoCal.
We're back here, home half of the first. Michael Turconi, Alan Roden, and Dylan Rock, your 1-2-3 hitters, will lead it off. I'll do up in this half inning. Sean Herrmann, the starter for Tampa. First pitch out of the windup, kicks, fires. That one misses inside for a ball on the fastball. 1-0 to start off Turconi. Turconi leading off tonight, hit his first home run of his professional career. That one lifted left side, fading towards the left field line. Underneath it is Christopher Familia for out number one. Let's take a look at the defense for the Tarpons. In the outfield left to right, the aforementioned Christopher Familia, Spencer Jones, and Kyle Battle. Along the infield, third to first, Marcos Cabrera, Roberto Chirinos, Luis Santos, and Ben Rice with Antonio Gomez behind the dish. One up, one down, Alan Roden, the right fielder. Looked to lay down a bunt there, 0-1 as he fouled that one back. Roden with that outstanding grab in right field. The second out of the top of the first inning. The 0-1. That one a dribbler right side. That's foul. And now Roden in an 0-2 hole. No balls, two strikes. Righty-lefty matchup. And fouling that one off. A liner into the screen past the Tampa dugout. 0-2 staying alive is Roden. No balls, two strikes. We'll try it again. Tampa infield shifted to the right side as far as you could. That one up and out with fastball. 1-2. Sean Herrmann, the Tampa starter, started the season in the Complex League. That one misses up and out, evens it up 2-2. Six games, all starts, 33 and a third innings pitch in the Complex League, at 2.43 ERA. He's only improved since coming up to Single A. Two games, both starts, as that one's fouled back. 1.74 ERA through 10 and a third. Ranks as the 27th ranked prospect in the Yankees organization. And he's got his Single-A career off to a pretty good start, the 2-2. Now on a chopper, first base. Ben Rice picks it up, flips it over to Herrmann, covering it first for the 3-1 putout. Two up, two down. That's going to bring up Dylan Rock.
Left fielder, number 20, Dylan Rock.
Dylan Rock, the left fielder. Can't think of a better walk-up song for a guy with the last name Rock. Party like a rock star. First pitch, down below the zone for a ball, 1-0. And the 1-0, that one lifted towards left. Going back towards the wall is Familia. That's going to get up and out of here. A solo shot cuts the lead in half. 2-1 on Dylan Rock's first professional home run. Dylan Rock puts the Blue Jays on the board. A 23-year-old out of Texas A&M gets his first professional home run. Now Peyton Williams, the first baseman, will step in. Turconi hit his first last night. Rock his first tonight. That's a grounder over towards second. That'll be picked up by Santos over to first in time, and that will end the inning. One run on one hit, the big fly by Dylan Rock. We'll head to the top half of the second. 2-1. Tampa leads it here at TD Ballpark.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, the way I breathe you in.
your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up, yeah. And I'll be right here with you till the end. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, badass. I get my light right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. The days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave her, call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left her baggage for a mover.
I got my peaches out in.
We're back here, top half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Familia, Battle, and Santos, the 6-7-8 hitters for Tampa, will lead things off. Yonder Rojas, first pitch. That one lifted high up in the infield. Over by the third base line. Underneath it and making the grab is Ryan McCarty. And that'll be out number one. One pitch, one out, one up, one down. That's going to bring up Kyle Battle.
Right fielder, number 18, Kyle Battle.
Kyle Battle, the right fielder, went 0 for 3 last night. 2 Ks, did draw a walk. On the year, batting 180. That one lined towards center. Not moving too far is Roque Salinas, a familiar face in the Blue Jays lineup. And that'll be out number two.
Second baseman, number one, Luis Santos.
2 pitches, 2 outs, 2 up, 2 down. And that brings up Luis Santos, the second baseman. Rojas kicks and fires. First pitch to Santos. He takes that one. So no 3-pitch inning for Rojas here. 0-1 with that fastball down the middle. That one, same exact pitch. Back-to-back fastballs just above the knees down the middle of the plate, 0-2. Rojas, the 0-2 pitch. That one misses just off the plate. 3 straight fastballs to start off Santos. 1-2 count. The pitch. That one in there. Called strike 3. Santos didn't take the bat off his shoulder. 3 up, 3 down. A much better inning here for Yandri Rojas. We'll head to the home half of the second. 2-1. Tarpons lead it.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right. Can't be right, yeah. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay, yeah. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else.
We're back here, bottom half of the second. Esteban Machado will lead things off for the Blue Jays. He'll be followed by Devontae Brown and Roque Salinas, the 5-6-7 hitters for the Blue Jays. First pitch by Herman, the fastball outside, 1-0 to get Machado started. On the year, Machado batting .266. Yet to hit a home run, 22 RBIs. That one a liner that gets underneath the glove of Marcos Cabrera and into left field. A leadoff single for Machado. Puts a man on first. No outs for Devontae Brown.
Designated hitter number 3, Devontae Brown.
Devontae Brown, the DH. Played in all three games now in this series. Grounder left side. That's going to be picked up by Cabrera. He bobbled it. Can't go to second with it. Now over to first in time to get Brown. Would have been a potential double play ball. This Devontae Brown with a bit of speed down the first base line would have made it close. But the Tarpons have to settle for just one. Advancing into scoring position is Machado. Roque Salinas, the center fielder. First game of the series for him. Batting .262 on the year. One home run, 27 RBIs. Takes that first pitch for a called strike, 0-1. The 0-1, that one down low. Salinas, the 19-year-old out of Mexico. Very good with the bat-to-ball contact. Not a ton of power yet to really develop it. That one lifted left side up and out of play. One and two the count. Runner in scoring position, one out here. Blue Jays trail, tying run there at second base. The 1-2, that one lifted left side again. That's going to get up and out of play. Count stays the same, 1-2. Pitching out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. No, he turned back at the last second towards second. That's attempt number one. And now the 1-2 pitch. Cut and a miss on the back foot slider. Salinas goes down swinging. That'll bring up the catcher, Nick Deschamps.
Catcher number one, Nick Deschamps.
First strikeout for Sean Herman. Two down here in the second. Potential last chance for the Blue Jays with that runner in scoring position. First pitch, back foot slider. Misses inside. 1-0 to start off Deschamps. Deschamps, a familiar face. But still relatively new to this Dunedin team, just his sixth game played for Dunedin this year. The 1-0, that one misses outside. First time this series that the Blue Jays have had three guys in their lineup that have played here at TD Ballpark before this series. The 2-0. That one up high. Now a throw back towards second. Machado back in safely. Chirinos thought he was out. The field umpire, Robert Ginther, on the call. Close play, and that is taken for a ball. It was challenged by the catcher, Antonio Gomez. First challenge of the game is an unsuccessful one for Tampa. They've got two left. A 3-0 count here to Deschamps. The pitch, that one's in there. Three balls and a strike. Lefty-righty matchup here. Herman kicks and fires. That one fouled back. Count runs full, 3-2. Ryan McCarty, the third baseman. 9-0 hitter waiting on deck. Seeing if he can get an opportunity. The Blue Jays went 0-9 last night with runners in scoring position. Left a total of 11 men on base. Not going to win a ton of games when you're not hitting with runners in that scoring position, but that was evident with the 7-5 Tampa win last night. Blue Jays made it a game late. That one outside. Deschamps draws the walk, keeps this inning going. That brings up Ryan McCarty.
Third baseman, number 11,
Ryan McCarty, the third baseman. Went 1-for-4 last night in his single-A debut. First pitch to him. He takes on the outside corner. That fastball for a strike, 0-1. Went undrafted in this past draft out of Penn State Abington. Batted 529 in his senior season and at the D3 level. Hit for the Division III Triple Crown. That one fouled right off the end of the glove of Gomez and back to the screen, 0-2. Had a single in his first at-bat last night, then flew out and struck out twice. Got the milestone out of the way quickly for his first professional hit. No balls, two strikes. The pitch. That one fouled back. Staying alive. McCarty will see another pitch. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners on first and second here in the second. 2-1 lead for Tampa. Machado got the second with one out. He's been waiting there patiently ever since. There goes Machado. That one skips in the dirt in front of the plate and away from Gomez. Machado is off with the pitch. And Deschamps was not, but both will advance on the wild pitch. So now two runners in scoring position. The tying run 90 feet away. Potential go-ahead on second. Herman, the 1-2. That one up high. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Herman kicks and fires. That one ripped towards left. Going back is Familia, and right in front of the warning track, settles underneath to make the grab. That one hit off the end of the bat, kind of died. Off the bat, looked like it was going to go way farther than that, but alas, that's out number three. We'll head to the top half of the third. Still 2-1. Tampa leads it.
Blue Jays fans, your favorite ball.
Fans, don't miss out on the great weekly promotions here at TD Ballpark. Tuesday nights are Thrifty Tuesdays. General admission tickets are just $2, and so are popcorn, peanuts, and hot dogs. You can also enjoy $2 off all other food items at our concessions. Wednesdays are Winning Wednesdays. If your Blue Jays win a Wednesday game here at TD Ballpark, everyone in attendance will receive a dollar ticket voucher for the next Wednesday home game. Thursday nights are Dollar Beer Nights, presented by Budweiser. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce beers at our WestJet flight deck or $2 16-ounce beers at Eddie's Bar, and also $1 12-ounce soda throughout TD Ballpark. Fridays are all-you-can-eat and BOGO margaritas and house wine. All-you-can-eat tickets are available for $30 every Friday for 90 minutes starting at 5:30 p.m. Fans with an all-you-can-eat ticket enjoy food in the pavilion located down the third baseline. Fans can also enjoy BOGO margaritas and house wine at Eddie's Bar. Every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. And finally, Every Sunday is Sunday Fun Day. $2 mimosas and Bud Light seltzers are available at Eddie's Bar. Families can also head to the concession stands to grab 50-cent cotton candy. After the game, fans can make their way down to the right field line and play catch on the field. Don't miss out on these great weekly promotions. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now.
We're back here, top half of the third. Roberto Chirinos, the shortstop, will lead it off. Nine-hole hitter. He'll be followed by Spencer Jones and Antonio Gomez. First pitch by Rojas, cut and a miss on the fastball inside. 0-1 to start off Chirinos. Another cut and a miss. Again on the fastball, 0-2. Chirinos was a defensive replacement last night. And I believe the seventh inning. I went 0-2 and two trips at the plate. And the 0-2 pitch by Rojas. That one lifted towards center. Salinas moving to his left. Turns and makes the grab for out number one. 1 up, 1 down. That's going to bring up the center fielder, Spencer Jones. Double to lead off the game. Came around and scored on the Marcos Cabrera two-run shot. Lefty-righty matchup. Rojas out of the windup, kicks, fires. Cut and a miss, an unconvincing swing by Jones. 0-1 to start him off. Rojas the 0-1. That one skips. Teams it up 1-1. A ball and a strike. This will be Rojas' 30th pitch of the evening. Kicks, fires. And that one inside. A check swing by Jones. No doubt that he didn't go around. 2-1. That one fouled between the legs of Jones. Right side. 2-2 the count now. A 1-2-3 inning in the top of the second for Rojas. He's trying to do the same thing here in the third. And a 2-2. Now a grounder. That's up the middle. That's going to be picked up by the shortstop Terconi. The throw is in time to get Jones racing down the line. 2 up, 2 down.
Now batting, number 21,
Antonio Gomez, the catcher. He struck out swinging in his first at bat. 257 average on the year, 5 home runs, 35 RBIs. Rojas, first pitch to him. That one's lifted towards right. Roden moving towards the right field corner and gets a bead on it, grabs it just in fair territory, I believe, and that will end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Tarpons for the second inning in a row. We'll head to the home half of the third, 2-1. Tampa still leads it.
Academy Bus, the East Coast leader.
Your Blue Jays continue this series against the Tampa Tarpons all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. First pitch for tomorrow is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. And don't forget, tomorrow is all-you-can-eat Friday. All-you-can-eat tickets are available for $30, and fans can enjoy all-you-can-eat food in our pavilion area for 90 minutes, starting at 5:30, as well as buy one, get one margaritas and house wine at our Eddie's Bar. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Way down yonder on
We're back here, home half of the third, top of the order up. Michael Turconi, followed by Alan Roden and Dylan Rock. Herman out for his third inning worth of work. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Turconi. Turconi flew out to left field in his first at bat. That one fouled straight down and back. 0-2. Turconi, the 15th round selection of the Blue Jays out of Wake Forest this past month. The 0-2 pitch up high. Hit 15 home runs in his senior year as a Demon Deacon. He's got, already got one to his name. Here's a Blue Jay grounder right side. That's going to be cut, grabbed by Santos. Nice pick on the diving effort in the outfield grass. And that's going to be a 4-3 put out, right fielder, but not the average one. One up, one down. That's going to bring up Alan Roden. He grounded out to first in his first at bat. Really nice play out there at second by Luis Santos. Not the normal second baseman for Tampa. That one in there for a called strike, 0-1 on the slider. That one lifted towards left. Taking a few steps back, his Familia makes a couple steps late to his right. Makes the grab for out number two.
Now batting number 20, Dylan Rock.
That's going to bring up Dylan Rock. Homered in his first at bat, his first professional home run. Represents the only run on the board for the Blue Jays. Two down here in the third. Herman kicks and fires. That one up and in. He turns away from it. 1-0. The 1-0. That one misses off the plate. Two balls, no strikes. Rock playing in his fifth game as a Blue Jay. 5 of 17 at the plate. That one misses well outside. Gets back to the backstop. A 3-0 count. Peyton Williams, the first baseman, waiting on deck. A 3-0 count to Rock. Out of the windup, Herman kicks, fires, and trying to check his swing, but he went around. Surprised he didn't have a red light. He might have. That one was the slider again. That low and outside. The 3-1 now. That one upstairs. None of the five pitches in the zone for Herman in that at-bat. Extends the inning with the walk draw, and now Peyton Williams steps in for the second time today. Williams grounded out to second in his first at bat. That one well outside, the fastball 1-0. Williams also playing in his fifth game. Working out of the stretch now is Herman. That one right of the knees, says Connor McKenna behind the plate. 1-1. Peyton Williams, big first baseman, 6'5", 255. Drafted out of Iowa. There goes the runner. The throw down to second is in time to get Rock, and that will end the inning on the caught stealing. So Williams will be back up at the plate in the bottom half of the fourth, but we'll head to the top half of the fourth. 2-1, still the score. Blue Jays fans, this Saturday, August 13th, is Family Fun Night presented by BayCare. Your Blue Jays will take on the Tampa Tarpons, and after the game, kids can run the bases, and fans can also sit back and watch a spectacular fireworks show light up the Dunedin sky. You won't want to miss out. Again, that's Saturday, August 13th, Family Fun Night presented by BayCare.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
I'm on an island. Even when you're close, can't take the silence.
We're back here, top half of the fourth. Marcos Cabrera will lead it off. He'll be followed by Ben Rice and Madison Santos. Due up for the Tarpons in this half inning. Rojas out for his fourth inning worth of work. Kicks and fires. First pitch lifted shallow right. Coming in is Roden over towards the line in foul territory. Makes the grab a couple steps past that right field line. One up, one down on one pitch. That's going to bring up Ben Rice.
First baseman, number
flew out to right field. Alan Roden made a fantastic leaping grab over near the wall on the warning track. Small sample size, but Roden seems to be a above average defender out there in right field. First pitch to Rice down low, taking for a ball 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. That one a hard hit ground ball towards Machado at second. Picks it up and throws in time for out number two. Rojas working quickly now after that first inning where didn't go as planned.
Designated hitter number 14, Madison.
But he's retired the last 10 Tarpons that he's faced. Now Madison Santos, the DH. Santos struck out swinging in his first at-bat that ended the first inning. First pitch to him is inside. The 1-0, that one missed low and inside, skipped 2-0 the count to Santos. Santos on the year batting 212. Cuts and misses at that fastball. Two balls, one strike. Still working out of the windup. Rojas fires that one down low. Three balls and a strike to the DH. That one misses. So, of course, I opened my mouth. I said 10 Tarpons in a row had been retired. The next one obviously has to get on base or on the walk. That's going to bring up Christopher Familia, the left fielder.
Left fielder, number 7, Christopher Familia.
One on, two away. Familia popped out to third in his first and only at bat thus far. Working back out of the stretch is Rojas. Kicks and fires. That first pitch low and inside. Good snag there by Nick Desham. 1-0. Santos is a potential threat to go. 14 of 21 on the year. Now a quick move over to first. Almost caught Santos in a step towards second. But he's able to stop in time and get back. Santos trying to time up there, I believe. The 1-0, that one inside as well. This Tarpons team very aggressive on the base paths. 161 stolen bases as a team this year. That one misses inside and gets back to the backstop. The 3-0 count to Familia. And scampering into second is Santos now in scoring position. Wild pitch by Rojas. That's going to get Nick Deschamps over there on the mound. Talking to his pitcher, trying to calm him down a little bit. Maybe change up the signs with a runner on second base. Going to be a 3-0 count to Familia. 2-1 lead for Tampa. A runner in scoring position. Three balls, no strikes. Rojas kicks, fires. Santos took a few steps. Now that one's chopped over in front of the mound. Down the first base line. Picked up in foul territory. Really close play. At first, it looked like Rojas had a really nice chance at picking it up and tossing it over to Williams at first. But with a lot of backspin, that ball took a bounce towards the Blue Jays dugout. And he made contact with it in foul territory. So that's going to be a 3-1 count to Familia. Rojas comes set. The 3-1 pitch. That one checked his swing. No, he didn't. He went around. Now the count's full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch. Grounder right side, foul. We'll try that again. Still a full count. Time called at the plate. Time called by Deschamps. That's going to count as the second attempt for Yandri Rojas, even though he didn't step off the rubber. The 3-2. That one off the plate. Misses outside. That's going to be a challenge by Deschamps, and it's confirmed as a ball.
The call of ball has been upheld.
So both teams have lost the challenge to a piece now remaining. That brings up Kyle Battle.
Fielder, number 18, Kyle Battle.
Back-to-back walks. Battle, the right fielder. He flew out to center in his first at-bat. He's got runners at first and second, two down. First pitch. That one a soft chopper. Left side of the infield picked up by McCarty. Throws not in time. And now scampering off third was Santos. They've got him in a rundown. Over to home, Deschamps. Now covering at short is Machado. And Deschamps going to take it himself. And did he tag him? He did. Deschamps runs down Santos just in front of third base, and that will end the inning. An infield single, and then caught in a rundown with Santos. That ends it. We'll head to the bottom half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. Still a 2-1 game.
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days. And if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs.
You know I got your number all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back.
We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. Peyton Williams, the first baseman. He was at bat when Dylan Rock was caught stealing. First pitch, a liner caught by Ben Rice. Didn't have to move anything but the glove. One pitch, one out. And that'll bring up Esteban Machado. Williams 0 for 2 on the day. Machado stepping in. He's 1 for 1, singled into left. And stole a bag in his first at bat. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. And that one in there as well. Quickly down 0-2 is Machado. Out of the windup, Herman kicks, fires. That one fouled. Hit the back foot of Machado while he's in the box. Stays alive, 0-2. Next pitch will be Herman's 50th. Yet to have a clean inning, the 0-2. That one well outside. The 1-2. Grounder right side, that kicks foul. Machado stays alive again. Devontae Brown, the DH, waiting on deck. A ball and two strikes to Machado. Herman out of the windup. The 1-2. Up high. Count squared up, 2-2. And the page, that one lifted left side up and over the netting out of play. Machado seeing everything that Herman's got, staying alive, fighting him off. And the 2-2 again. Ground ball right side, that's going to be picked up at first base by Rice. Tossed it over to first and bobbled and away from Herman. That's going to be an error on the pitcher, Herman, covering at first. That puts Machado on. Now 1-for-2 after reaching that on that error. And again, Herman, you have to have a clean inning. Runner at first, one away, Devontae Brown, the DH. He grounded out to third in his first at bat. What was potentially a double play ball that was mishandled by Carrera. That one lifted right side off the end of the bat. That's going to get up and into the netting. 0-1 to Devontae Brown. Balls and a strike. Now move over to first. Machado back diving in head first safely. Machado, he grabbed his fourth stolen bag of the year. Not typically a guy to be aggressive on the base paths. Now just 4-of-7 on the season. That one missed inside. 1-1 to Brown. 1-1. That one off the end of the bat, lifted towards center field. Coming in a few steps is Spencer Jones. Makes the grab for out number two, and heading back to first is Machado.
Number 50, Roque Salinas.
Two down, runner at first for Roque Salinas. He struck out swinging on a back foot slider in his first at bat. Herman out of the stretch. Now move over to first. Machado back in safely. Nick Deschamps, the catcher on deck, if we get to him. First pitch outside to Salinas, 1-0. Machado taking a few extra steps towards second here. The 1-0, that one ripped towards right. Going back towards the wall is Battle. Turns, and that's going to be off the top of the wall and out of here. That one hit right on top of the wall, bounced up onto the roof of West Chet, and the Blue Jays have the lead. A two-run shot for Roque Salinas, his second home run of the year, and it's 3-2. That one was hit pretty high. Ended up being pretty far, pretty deep, and pretty gone. Nick Deschamps will step in now. Base is empty, a 3-2 Blue Jays lead. So that error by Sean Herman comes back to bite him. Kept that inning going on what should have been out number two. Now 1-0 count to start off Deschamps. Kicks and fires. That one in there, low and outside part of the zone. Evens it up 1-1. And a huge hack of that one. Brought Deschamps to his knee. A 1-2 count. Two down. The 1-2 pitch. That one fouled off towards the Blue Jays' dugout. Deschamps stays alive. He'll see another. Blue Jays leading 3-2 here in the fourth inning. The 1-2 pitch by Herman. That one inside corner, called strike three. Deschamps thinking about challenging it and turns and goes towards the dugout. He accepts it, and that will end the inning. So the Blue Jays score two on the two-run shot by Roque Salinas. Take a 3-2 lead. We'll head to the top half of the fifth here at TD Ballpark. We're going to do one of our favorites. You see it up on the jumbo chart.
Well, we grew up down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans. Choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos. Singing loud and proud to Gimme Three Steps, Simple Man, and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the green light
we're back here, top half of the fifth. Blue Jays have their first lead of the night. 8-9-1 hitters due up for the Tarpons, 3-2. Dunedin leads it. Rojas out for his fifth inning worth of work. That one lifted high and back and out of play, I should say. 0-1. Two runs through the first four innings for Tampa. Both of them coming in the first inning off the Marcos Cabrera home run. That one missed high and inside, 1-1. After that home run, Yandri Rojas went on to retire the next 10 hitters in a row as that one's sent towards right field. That falls for a base hit. Santos standing on first, the leadoff man aboard.
Shortstop, number 9, Roberto Chirinos.
Roberto Chirinos, the shortstop, he'll step in for the second time. He flew out to center in his first at-bat. Out of the stretch now, Rojas kicks, fires that fastball outside. One and oh. The pitch. Low and outside with the slider. 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch, there goes the runner, and a grounder right where Machado would have been. And that's going to be a base hit. Moving first to third is Santos. First hit of the ball game for Chirinos, back-to-back singles, but now runners on the corners, no outs for Spencer Jones.
Number 35, Spencer Jones.
A well-executed hit-and-run play. And now the tying run for Tampa, 90 feet away at third. Jones 1-for-2 with that leadoff double in the first, and a time violation is going to be called on Jones. Was not in the box and ready to go with 9 seconds left on that clock. The 0-1 pitch. Now that one misses low and outside. Evens it up 1-1. And one now move over to first. Chirinos was taking a couple quick steps towards second, able to dive back in safely. Chirinos, 6 of 8 on stolen base attempts. We'll see if he takes off here. That one missed outside with the fastball, 2-1. Wouldn't be surprised if Tampa tries to bait a throw to second to send Santos towards the plate. We'll see. The 2-1, that's outside. 3-1 count. But with the automatic strike, all three pitches to Jones in this at-bat have been outside the zone. The 3-1 by Rojas. That one ripped down the line, hooks foul. Now a 3-2 count to Spencer Jones. Strikeout here would be huge. It'd at least give Rojas a way out in this inning without giving up a potential run. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Rojas kicks, fires. That one fouled back. Jones was early on that last one. Waited on the next pitch and fouled it back into the netting. So we'll try 3-2 again. Rojas fires. That one, a late swing, able to get the end of the bat on it. That slider was coming back to the outside part of the zone. And late split-second decision by Jones, a smart one it ended up being, as he very likely would have been rung up. That one missed high. Finally went back with that fastball and missed it. So now bases loaded, no outs for Antonio Gomez.
Catcher number 21, Antonio Gomez.
That's going to get Drew Hayes out of the Blue Jays dugout. Back-to-back singles and then a walk. Loads the bases, no outs. No outs here in the fifth. And just a reminder, Blue Jays fans, tomorrow, August 12th, is back-to-school night. Presented by TD Bank, the first 250 kids 12 and under in attendance will receive an awesome Dunedin Blue Jays backpack. And after the game, they can run the bases. Also, all kids' merchandise will be 20% off both in our J Shop and online through August 21st. So make sure your kid is heading back to school in style. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now. Blue Jays leave the mound. Except for Nick Deschamps. He's still out there talking with Rojas. Connor McKenna letting him get a couple extra words in. And now Deschamps and McKenna are heading back towards the plate. Bases loaded, no outs. Huge opportunity here for Tampa to tie or even take the lead. Gomez 0 for 2. Strikeout and a fly out in his first two at-bats. Rojas going to have to work to keep a zero on the board in this half inning. Now a grounder up the middle, picked up by Machado, stepping on second and over to first in time. He gets the double play, but the Tampa Tarpons tie up the game with the RBI ground out for Antonio Gomez. Advancing over to third was Chirinos.
Now batting number 10, Marco.
Out at second was Jones, and out at first was obviously Gomez. So two outs now, runner at third. Cabrera, the third baseman. Rojas kicks, fires that first pitch, cut and a miss of that fastball up in the zone, 0-1. Rojas looking towards third, nobody covering. The 0-1, cut and a miss. Fastball, he ramped it up a little bit. Last one was 91, that one at 93, top of the zone. Cabrera could not catch up. 1-for-2 with that two-run shot in the first. And the 0-2 pitch. That one up high. Went back with the fastball. Couldn't get the swing. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Potential go-ahead run for Tampa waiting on third base. Pitch by Rojas. That one a grounder. That's going to get past Turconi. Hard hit ball by Cabrera. Takes a wide turnaround first. Ends up stopping. But the Tarpons retake the lead. 4-3 here in the fifth.
First baseman, number 23.
Cabrera drives in his third RBI of the game. And now Ben Rice will step in. Cabrera now 2-for-3. Rice 0-for-2 tonight. First pitch skipped. Blocked by Deschamps. 1-0 to Ben Rice. A fly out and a ground out in his two previous at-bats. 1-on, 2 away here in the fifth. 1-0, cut and a miss. Another unconvincing swing. 1-1. Pitch by Rojas. That one fouled into the back foot of Rice. Back to the backstop. 1-2. Cabrera, another threat to steal here in the Tampa lineup. 16 of 21 on the season. See if he's in motion with two strikes, two outs. The 1-2, he does not go. That's a grounder. Right side. Machado picks it up, flips it over to second to get the force, and that will end the inning. Two runs on three hits for Tampa. They retake the lead 4-3. We'll head to the home half of the fifth. 4-3. Tampa leads it.
Blue Jays fans, don't forget this Friday, August 12th, is Back to School Night presented by TD Bank. The first 250 kids 12 and under in attendance will receive an awesome Dunedin Blue Jays backpack, and after the game, they can run the bases. Also, all kids' merchandise will be 20% off both in our J Shop and online through August 21st. So make sure your kid is heading back to school in style. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Blue Jays fans, don't forget tomorrow is All You Can Eat Friday here at TD Ballpark. All You Can Eat tickets are available for $30 every Friday home game and for 90 minutes starting at 5:30 p.m. Fans with an All You Can Eat ticket can enjoy food in our pavilion located down the third base line. Fans can also enjoy buy one, get one margaritas and house wine at Eddie's Bar. BOGO Margs, BOGO House Wine, All You Can Eat food sounds like a great Friday night. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
We're back here, bottom half of the fifth. Ryan McCarty set to lead things off for the Blue Jays. 9-hole hitter. He'll be followed by Michael Turconi and Alan Roden. First pitch, fouled straight down and back. 0-1 to get him started. McCarty flew out to left field in his first at-bat. 0-1 on the day. Sean Herman back out, working his fifth inning. That one a grounder just past the pitcher on the right side towards second, picked up by Santos, flips it over to first in time for out number one.
Shortstop number 7, Michael Turconi.
Michael Turconi stepping in for the third time tonight. He's 0-2. He got robbed of a base hit by Santos at second base. First pitch, that one in there for a strike, 0-1. Herman out of the windup, the 0-1 pitch. That one ripped towards right field. Not moving too far as Jones. That one was pretty much right to him. 0-2 down now, I should say.
Now batting number 34, Alan Roden.
Alan Roden, he's 0-2 as well. Up for the third time. Herman, first pitch. That one sent towards left. That's hooking up and out of play. Oh, and one the count. Two down here in the fifth. Blue Jays now back, trailing by a run. That one misses off the plate outside. Herman, the 1-1. That one missed inside, 2-1. The Blue Jays took the lead on the two-run shot by Roque Salinas in the bottom half of the last inning. Tampa immediately answered back, took back the lead. That one a grounder, that's going to get through for a base hit. Through the first and second base hole, wide turn by Roden. He stops, stays at first. That extends the inning. Now Dylan Rock coming up.
Left fielder, number 20, Dylan Rock.
Rock 1-for-1. To reach base both times. Now heading out towards the mound is Antonio Gomez. That one being a solo shot in that first inning. Dylan Rock's first professional home run. He's going to have one on, two away. Peyton Williams, the first baseman, is going to be on deck. Antonio Gomez back out behind the plate. And Dylan Rock steps in. Herman out of the stretch, kicks, fires that first pitch right down the middle for a strike, 0-1. The 0-1 misses outside. Ball, one strike. Herman comes set. The pitch. That one missed. And Antonio Gomez is going to ask for a challenge. And that's changed to a strike.
The ball has been overturned.
So a successful challenge by Tampa.
The result is a 1-2 count on the batter.
They still have two remaining. Count now changed to 1-2 to Rock. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Now move over to first, Roden back in time. First attempt there by Herman. Come set. The 1-2. That one lifted right side. That's going to get it up and well out of play. Rock stays alive. Count stays 1-2. The 1-2 again. That one hit him right on the shoulder. That extends the inning again. Now Peyton Williams coming up. Runner in scoring position.
First baseman. 37,
Rock was hit by a pitch last night as well. And he gets hit right on that left shoulder. That's going to get Grayson Crawford out of the Tampa dugout. They're going to have another mound meeting. First and second, two down, Peyton Williams. He's 0-2. Last night, he went 1-for-5, went 0-for-5 in game one, but drove in two runs, drove in a run as well last night. So 1-for-10 in his first two games at TD Ballpark, 0-for-2 tonight. He's looking to make his mark. A longer mound meeting than normal. Connor McKenna telling him to wrap it up, and now heading back to their respective positions are the Tarpons. Runner in scoring position. Another one on first base. Two down for Peyton Williams. Righty-lefty matchup with the lefty first baseman. Herman kicks, fires, first pitch. Misses outside. 1-0 to start off Williams. The 1-0, that one misses in. 2-0 the count. Potential tying run on second base. Blue Jays trying to answer back after Tampa came back and took back the lead in the top half of this inning. Back foot slider swings over top of it, 2-1. Two Two balls, one strike. Herman kicks, fires. Out on a grounder. Sharply hit towards the Blue Jays dugout. Getting out of the way. We're a couple guys towards the end of that dugout, including our social media manager, Andrew Trifley. He's already gotten a concussion on an errant throw earlier this season. Definitely don't need him getting another. A 2-2. That one outside. A good take, tough take by Williams. That runs it full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Esteban Machado on deck for the Blue Jays. Peyton Williams at the plate. Stepping off was Herman. That's his first attempt. Now Herman kicks, fires. There go the runners, and a cut and a miss for Williams. The slider on the outside corner. Couldn't make contact. That will end the inning. The Blue Jays leave runners on first and second. We'll head to the top half of the sixth. And your Blue Jays continue this series against the Tampa Tarpons all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. First pitch for tomorrow is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. And don't forget, tomorrow is All You Can Eat Friday. All You Can Eat tickets are available for $30. Fans can enjoy all-you-can-eat food in our pavilion for 90 minutes, starting at 5:30 when the gates open. They can also enjoy buy one, get one margaritas and house wine at our Eddie's Bar. Go to DaneenBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Put your loving hand out, baby.
My feet, you got me, no. Anytime I see you, let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging, begging you. And put your love in the hand now, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again.
We're back here, top half of the sixth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the left-hander Ryan Chassie. He's making his single-A debut, 17th round pick this past draft. And now it's going to be an automatic ball as he did not get started in time. Blue Jays dugout arguing that Madison Santos is not in the box. That first pitch misses inside. It's going to be 2-0. That one in there. Two balls and a strike. Chassie, the 22-year-old. 6'3", 250 out of Campbell College. 2-1. That one, the slider, missed low. 3-1 the count. Santos 0-1 with a strikeout and a walk. Caught in a rundown to end the top half of the fourth. That one missed. That's going to be a leadoff walk drawn by Santos. Back-to-back walks in his last two at-bats. Now, Christopher Familia, the left fielder.
Left fielder, number 7, Christopher Familia.
Lefty-lefty matchup here. That one missed in. Pitch, low and in. Skipped in the dirt, 2-0. That's going to get Nick Deschamp over to the mound to talk to Chassie. Chassie, the 17th round pick. He was a fourth-year senior out of Campbell University. Pick number 518. Now we're ready to go, 2-0. Looking towards first. Pitching out of the stretch now. That one ripped towards right center field. That's going to be potential trouble underneath it is Roden, and he makes the grab on the run. Roden tracked it down. Good speed by the right fielder. Right on the warning track. That's out number one.
Right fielder, number 18, Kyle Battle.
Kyle Battle, the right fielder. He's 1-for-2. He reached on an infield single, but didn't stay on the base pass long. And now Connor McKenna turning over towards the Tampa dugout. Not sure what they were trying to argue. But either way, we're getting started. There goes the runner. The throw down by second by Deschamps is low and outside. To the left side of the bag, into second with a stolen base is Madison Santos. The pitch missed the zone, 1-0 to Battle. Chassie kicks, fires. That one skipped across the plate, kept in front by Deschamps. Struggling with his command right now. That was his 10th pitch. Rather, his 9th pitch, 7 have been balls. That one low and in. A 3-0 count to Battle. Luis Santos, the second baseman, waiting on deck. Tampa leads it by 1-4-3. Another runner in scoring position for the Tarpons. That one lifted high, right side. Going towards the line, Williams, Roden, and Williams sticks it out and grabs it. That's out number 2, advancing towards third. A really nice backhanded grab by Peyton Williams right next to the netting along the wall. Gets a nice round of applause from the fans. That's out number 2, and now on third is Madison Santos.
Now batting number 1.
But with two outs. Roden, Williams, and Machado all converging on that ball, and Williams decided to take authority there and make the grab. First pitch to Luis Santos is low and inside for a ball 1-0. Chassie, the 1-0. That one lifted high left field towards the line. Calling it off is Turconi right on the line and a step or two into foul territory. That will end the inning. A walk, a fly out to right, and 2 foul outs. Leaves a runner at third. We'll head to the home half of the 6th here at TD Ballpark. It's still 4-3. Tampa still in front.
Blue Jays fans, are you looking for a place to book a fun group outing or a corporate event? Look no further than right here at TD Ballpark. From birthday parties to fundraisers, group seating to suites, we offer a variety of ticket packages to suit your needs. For more information, email the ticket office at dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or call 727-733-9302. One more time, that's dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or 727-733-9302, and we'll see you here at the ballpark.
I be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. The heroes down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us, and if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be out of hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving all the options, despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. You just gotta let it show. Run it back and let's reload. I be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key.
I'm sliding, my looks could kill, they violent. Look at me, look at me, I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island private, don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it, can't even put that stuff down and write it, write it. Yeah, sunshine, 24/7 clouds.
We're back here, bottom half of the sixth. Still a 4-3 ball game, Tampa leading it. New pitcher for the Tarpons is the tall lefty, Ryan Anderson. First pitch to Esteban Machado, the switch hitter, now batting right-handed outside for ball 1-0. Final line for Sean Herman. Five innings pitch, four hits, three runs, only one earned as there's a grounder towards second. Santos with the pickup, tossed it over to first in time for the out. One up, one down. That's going to bring up Devontae Brown.
Designated hitter, number 3, Devontae Brown.
Machado retired for the first time today. And first pitch to Brown. Misses outside, 1-0. Brown 0-2, a ground out and a fly out. The 1-0 pitch. That one cutting a miss on the fastball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. That one ripped into left field. That's going to be a base hit for Brown. On base for the first time today. Makes the turnaround first and stops there. Good job by Familia out there in left field, cutting it off and getting it in quickly to keep him at first. One on, one out. Now Roque Salinas, the center fielder. It's going to be a lefty-lefty matchup. Anderson making his 27th appearance on the year. Salinas was looking to lay down a bunt. Ended up pulling back with that pitch up high, 1-0. 3.40 ERA through 47 2/3 coming into tonight for Anderson. The 1-0, that one misses in. Two balls, no strikes. Now a move over to first. Devontae Brown back standing up. Yet to attempt the stolen base here, playing in his third game. But he does have some speed, seeing him in center field and on the base pass thus far. That one missed outside. Now a 3-0 count to Salinas. Three balls, no strikes. Anderson pitching out of the stretch now, kicks, fires. That one up high, a four-pitch walk drawn by Salinas. Puts the potential tying run on second base, and now Nick Deschamps will step in.
Catcher number 1, Nick Deschamps.
Nick Deschamps, 0-1. He struck out looking. Did reach on a walk. Third time at the plate. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Deschamps. Ryan McCarty on deck. And the top of the order after him if we get to him. The 0-1 misses well, low and outside. Good snag there by Gomez, keeping that one in front. That slider got away from Anderson. He yanked it. Could have been big trouble. But Gomez with a good glove. 1-1. Kicks, fires. That one in there again with a slider. That one caught the outside corner. A lot of horizontal run on that slider for Anderson. Started off almost at Deschamps' front hip. The 1-2. That one gets by Gomez. Yanked the slider again. That one Gomez couldn't get to. Both runners advance. Now two runners in scoring position. Tying run on third base, 90 feet away, one out. Tampa infield comes in. Two and two the count to Deschamps. Anderson comes set. The 2-2 pitch. And checking his swing, he did not go around. Another slider. It's four straight sliders. A full count to Deschamps. Three balls, two strikes. Anderson kicks, fires. That one fouled off. Went with a fastball, came in at 89. Might have been a little bit high, but Deschamps having to swing at anything close. Able to get a piece of it to foul it off. And we'll try 3-2 again. The pitch. That one up high over the head of Deschamps as he ducked under. He'll draw the walk. That'll load the bases now for Ryan McCarty. And Anderson was looking in towards the Tampa dugout. He took a few steps off the mound. I think he was expecting a mound visit. But the Tarpons electing not to go out and talk to their pitcher. Bases loaded, one out. Tying run on third. Potential go-ahead on second. That one ripped towards left field. Going back towards the wall is Familia. That's going to get over his head. That bounces in front of the warning track. One run comes in. Two runs come in. They're waving around Deschamps. The throw towards the plate will not be in time. A bases clearing double for Ryan McCarty. He gets his first three RBIs as a Blue Jay on one swing of the bat. And the Blue Jays take a 6-4 lead. First extra base hit of Ryan McCarty's young career. And the Blue Jays take the lead here in the sixth. Great piece of hitting by last year's Division III Triple Crown winner. And now Michael Turconi will have an opportunity to extend upon the two-run lead now. McCarty standing on second base. One away here into the sixth. Anderson goes with a slider, gets it for a strike, 0-1. The 0-1 by Anderson, that one inside. Again with the slider. 1-1. Turconi 0-3. Allen Roden waiting on deck. Anderson 1-1. That one misses out. Two balls, one strike, one out. Anderson struggling with his command. 20 pitches, 12 balls. The pitch. That one ripped towards left center field. Familia headed towards the track, settles underneath it, died out there. He'll make the grab in front of the warning track for out number two.
Right fielder, number 34, Allen.
Another opportunity, potentially the last one here in this inning with a runner in scoring position. Alden Roden, he'll step in for the fourth time. He's 1-for-3. First pitch misses low. 1-0 to start off Roden. Singled in his last at bat. A ground out and a fly out to left in the two prior. Lefty-lefty matchup here. The 1-0. Checking his swing. They're saying he went around. Connor McKenna, the home plate umpire, called Roden for it. 1-1. Anderson trying not to give up another run. Now a snap throw back to second. Chirinos with the high throw tried to act like it got over his head. Not a great throw by Antonio Gomez, but McCarty was going to get back in safely anyway. Two balls, one strike. Roden lines that one foul into the netting above the Tampa dugout. 2-2 now the count. Anderson comes set. The 2-2. That one line towards right. That's going to be fair. Down the line. Potential extra bases for Roden. Turns, goes towards second. The run comes in. Gets bobbled in the corner by Kyle Battle in back-to-back RBI doubles. Roden, second hit of the ball game, drives in a run. Blue Jays now lead 7-4. Dylan Rock will step in. He's reached base all three times. 1-for-1. He drew a walk and was hit by a pitch after that solo shot in the first. First pitch, he fouls back. 0-1 to start him off. Blue Jays have nobody warming up, so I'd expect Chassie back out in the top half of the seventh. An 0-1 count to Rock. Lefty-righty matchup. The pitch. That one pops up off of Gomez. Staying at second. And it didn't go too far away. Roden stays there. Didn't have the best angle as he was off second base. And it popped up right behind Dylan Rock. And already in scoring position. You don't want to make the third out at third. The 1-1. There goes Roden. That one low and inside. The throw gets past Cabrera, now into left field. Roden will come in to score. That's going to be an error on the catcher Gomez. And the Blue Jays now have doubled up the Tarpons. 8-4 with five runs here in the sixth inning. Another offensive explosion in an inning for the Blue Jays. They scored six runs in the eighth inning of game one. What at the time of that inning was a 3-1 ball game. Now the Blue Jays have the lead after five runs. The 2-1 pitch, that one sent towards right. Coming in is Kyle Battle, and he'll settle underneath to make the grab, and that will finally be out number three. But the Blue Jays put a five spot on the board against the Tarpons. We'll head to the top half of the seventh. 8-4, Blue Jays now lead.
Fans, don't miss out on all the great weekly promotions we've got here at TD Ballpark. Tuesday nights, they are Thrifty Tuesdays. General admission tickets are just $2, and so are popcorn, peanuts, and hot dogs. Fans can also enjoy $2 off all other food items at our concessions. Wednesdays are Winning Wednesdays. If your Blue Jays win a Wednesday night game here at TD Ballpark, everyone in attendance will receive a $1 ticket voucher for the next Wednesday home game. Thursday nights are Dollar Beer Night, presented by Budweiser. fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce beer at our WestJet flight deck or $2 16-ounce beer at Eddie's Bar, and also $1 12-ounce soda throughout TD Ballpark. Fridays are all-you-can-eat and BOGO margaritas and house wine. All-you-can-eat tickets are available for $30 every Friday for 90 minutes starting at 5:30 p.m. Fans with an all-you-can-eat ticket can enjoy food in the pavilion located down the third base line. Fans can also enjoy BOGO margs and house wine all night at Eddie's Bar. Every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. And finally, every Sunday is Sunday Fun Day. $2 mimosas and $2 Bud Light seltzers are available at Eddie's Bar. Families can also head to the concession stands and grab 50-cent cotton candy. And after the game, fans can make their way down the right field line to play catch on the field. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
We're back here, top half of the seventh. Blue Jays now lead by four after that big sixth inning. Five runs in the bottom half of the sixth. Now a four-run lead. First pitch to Roberto Chirinos by Ryan Chassie in there for a called strike. 0-1. The lefty kicks, fires that one off the plate outside. Chassie struggled with his command in his first inning, but got out of it without allowing a run. Thanks to two foul outs, that one, that hit his foot. No, it did not. Two balls and a strike. Chirinos, 1-for-2 today. A single in the fifth inning. Came around and scored the fourth run. Two balls and a strike. Chassie out of the windup. The 2-1 pitch. Cut and a miss. Fastball at 90. It was off the plate. Chirinos chased after it. Two balls, two strikes. Top of the order on deck, Spencer Jones, the center fielder. The 2-2 pitch. That one lifted towards right center field. Roden taking a few steps, settles underneath, makes the grab, and that'll be out number one.
Center fielder, number 35, Spencer Jones.
Spencer Jones. He's up for the fourth time today. 1-for-2 with a walk and a double, a run scored. Chassie, the first pitch. That one skips in the dirt right behind the plate. 1-0. Out of the line of the 1-0. That one catches the corner. 1-1. Jones playing in his second single-A game. That one missed inside. Two balls and a strike. The 2-1. That one just missing. Now a 3-1 count. Chassie still struggling with that command a little bit. 14 balls to 8 strikes. And the 3-1, foul back. Full count now to Spencer Jones. Nobody on, one away here, top half of the seventh. Two-thirds of the game already passed. The Blue Jays up by four. That one missed. Second walk by Chassie. Jones on for the third time. Second via the walk. Catcher, that's going to bring up Antonio Gomez, the catcher. One on, one out. Now move over to first. Jones back in, standing up. First pitch to Gomez. That one fouled back. 0-1 to start him off. Gomez 0 for 3, a strikeout, a fly out, and he grounded into a double play. The 0-1, cut and a miss. 0-2 now to Gomez. Balls, two strikes, the pitch. That one low and inside gets past Deschamps. It's going to be a wild pitch. Advancing into second is Jones, and that takes away a potential double play. Gomez steps back in. Chassis on the rubber. One ball, two strikes. Now a runner in scoring position for Tampa. The pitch, fouled off. Pretty good snag out there by someone in the Tampa dugout. A 1-2 count still. The 1-2 pitch again. Checking his swing. Did he go around? He did not. Allen was inside. Gomez able to hold the swing. Count evens up 2-2. Fouled off again. Gomez fouling off quite a few pitches here. To see the seventh of his at-bat. Chassis comes set. 2-2 again. Fouled off again. Another nice snag in the Tampa dugout. About to be pitch number 8. He's fouled off 4 of them. The 2-2. Now on an unintentional foul ball. Tried to check his swing. That was in towards the hands. Definitely not where Chassis wanted to put it, but he'll take the foul ball. 5 of 8 pitches in this at-bat have been fouled off by Gomez. Two again. That one down low, kept in front by Deschamps. Now a full count. This will be the 10th pitch of the at-bat. Chassis comes set. The pitch. That one low and inside, so a 10-pitch walk. Gomez will head towards first. It'll be first and second, one out for Marcos Cabrera. A great at-bat and a well-worked walk by Antonio Gomez. That's going to get Donnie Murphy out of the Blue Jays dugout. That'll be it for Chassis, I believe. Wait for the motion, and he does towards the Dunedin bullpen. We're going to have a new pitcher here at TD Ballpark for your Blue Jays. When we return, runners on first and second, one out here, top half of the seventh. Blue Jays up by 4, 8-4 here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, top half of the seventh. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the righty, Devereaux Harrison, making his minor league debut. The ninth-round pick of the Blue Jays in this past July's draft out of Long Beach State. He was their primary closer in his college career. First pitch down low. Fastball around mid-90s. He's got a split change and a slider as well. See how he fares here. Marcos Cabrera, the batter, 1-0 as that one missed. The righty kicks and fires. That one fouled off the end of the bat. That's going to get up and out of play. Here and here, it's runners on first and second. An inning and a third pitch by Chassie. Three walks. No runs at the moment, but he is responsible for the two runners on. The 1-1, that one fouled back. Fastball at 94, a ball and two strikes. Harrison, the 21-year-old. And the 1-2, that one, the slider, got the swing. Did they call it a swing? I'm not sure. Now nobody covering home. It popped away from Nick Deschamps down the first base line. Are they calling that a swing? Strikeout? It is a strikeout. Advancing to third on the wild pitch was Spencer Jones. Staying at first was Gomez. Devereaux Harrison strikes out the first batter he faces in the minor leagues. Two down now, but a runner at third, runner at first. First pitch to Ben Rice, misses low and outside, 1-0. They're going to ask for a challenge, and it is confirmed as a ball.
The call of ball has been upheld. The result is a 1-0 count on the batter.
I believe the Blue Jays have one more challenge left. 1-0 to Rice. He's 0-for-3 tonight. That one misses low and outside as well. Out of the stretch, the 2-0, that one low, a 3-0 count. Madison Santos, the DH. Harrison kicks and fires, that one right in the knees, called a strike. Harrison came in to keep this a four-run ball game, the 3-1. That one fouled back, now a 3-2 count. Was a 3-0 count. Got the strike call of the knees and fouled off. Rice did that last pitch. Harrison back in this count. Three, two, there goes the runner at first. That one fouled off. Rice stays alive, fouling off that fastball. Batting 300 on the year, but as I mentioned, 0-for-3 tonight. Three, two again. That one missed up and out. So that will load the bases now for Madison Santos. Harrison fought back in the count, but couldn't finish it off. Bases loaded. Santos represents the potential game-tying run. Three walks in the inning, drawn by the Tarpons, has loaded the bases. First pitch, grounder over to first. It's going to be picked up by Williams. Covering at first is Harrison. Steps on the bag. The ball comes out of the glove, but he picks it up in time. Harrison and Williams share a laugh as they head towards the dugout. That could have been very bad for the Blue Jays, but Harrison able to keep his composure and pick the ball back up. We'll head to the bottom half of the seventh. It's stretch time. Blue Jays still lead by four.
Blue Jays fans, this Saturday, August 13th, is Family Fun Night presented by BayCare. Your Blue Jays will take on the Tampa Tarpons, and after the game, kids can run the bases. Fans can also sit back and watch a spectacular fireworks show light up the Dunedin sky. You don't want to miss out. Again, that's Saturday, August 13th, Family Fun Night presented by BayCare.
God, I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley. I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me.
We're back here, home half of the seventh. Blue Jays still lead by four after the Tarpons left the bases loaded. First pitch to Peyton Williams is a cut and a miss. Slider by Ryan Anderson, who's still out there pitching. 0-1. Williams 0-3, lefty-lefty matchup. That one, the slider skips. Evens up the count, 1-1. That one called a strike. Williams checked his swing. Fastball caught the outside corner. Ball and two strikes. Williams, Machado, and Brown due up. The 1-2, cut and a miss. Williams down for the fourth time. Second via the strikeout. Now Esteban Machado will step in.
Machado!
Batting from the right side again against the lefty. He led off the top half, bottom half rather, of the sixth inning on a ground out to second. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Next four Blue Jays all reached base, including the three RBI double. Caught and misses that one, was in the dirt, 0-2. That three RBI double by Ryan McCarty. That gave the Blue Jays the lead. The 0-2, cut and a miss. Slider again, now jogging it out towards first. Gomez tossed it over to Ben Rice to complete the strikeout. Two up, two down, both via the strikeout.
Now batting number three, Devontae Brown.
Devontae Brown will step in. He singled into left in his last at bat. First pitch by Anderson in there for a called strike, 0-1. Brown 1-for-3 with a run scored. That one misses outside. The 1-1 pitch, fouled right down on the plate, back to the backstop. A ball and two strikes, a much better inning here by Anderson. He looks like he's gotten his command under control. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. That one, backdoor slider, can't get the call, and asking for a challenge is Gomez. And that is confirmed as a ball.
The call of ball has been upheld. The result is a 2-2 count on the batter.
So both teams now down to one challenge remaining each. 2-2 count to Brown. Anderson kicks, fires that one well outside. A 3-2. That one a grounder over towards third, picked up by Cabrera. Throw across the infield is in time for the 1-2-3 inning. So we'll head to the top half of the eighth. Blue Jays still lead 8-4 here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays fans, every home game this season will be streamed live right here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Don't forget, tomorrow is All You Can Eat Friday. All You Can Eat tickets are available for $30, and fans can enjoy All You Can Eat food in our pavilion for 90 minutes starting when gates open at 5:30. First pitch tomorrow is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com or listen live right here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
I'm in love with it, yeah, yeah. I'm in love, yeah. I'll replay this moment for months. Alone in my head, waiting for it to come. I wrote all your lines and the scripts in my mind, and I hope that you follow it for once. I imagine myself inside in the room with platinum and gold eyes.
We're back here. First pitch by Devereaux Harrison. Base hit by Christopher Chameleon to lead it off.
Don't go yet.
Send it through the middle infield hole. The up man on for the Tarpons. That's going to bring out Kyle Battle. Harrison. Trying to check his swing, it was called a strike anyway. 0-1 to start off that. Two pitch, that one fouled back. Blue Jays trying to move to 21-17 in the second half, depending on what's going on in Bradenton. Maybe cut the division lead to 2.5 games. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch, cut and a miss. Down on strikes is Battle. That's out number one. That'll bring up Luis Santos. And taking a look at the Florida State League scoreboard. Bradenton currently leads Palm Beach 6-3. They're in the top half of the ninth, two down. So looks like Blue Jays will still have a 3.5 game deficit no matter the outcome of this game. Well, depending on the outcome of this game, if they win, they'll still have a 3.5 game deficit. And the 1-0, that one lifted towards center. Salinas moving to his left, over in front of the wall, calls off Roden. That one hangs up long enough for him to get underneath and make the grab. That's two down. It's going to bring up the shortstop, Roberto Chirinos.
Now batting, number 9, Roberto Chirinos.
Elsewhere around the Florida State League, Jupiter leading Fort Myers at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida, 9-1. St. Lucie currently leading Clearwater, bottom half of the eighth, 2-1. First pitch to Chirinos, that one inside corner, call a strike. 0-1 to start off the shortstop. That one low, runner goes. No throw by Deschamps. Couldn't get a good handle on the ball. On second base now is Familia in scoring position. A 1-1 count to Chirinos. And then the last game of the on the Florida State League schedule, Daytona currently leading Lakeland 2-0. Grounder over to third, backhanded by McCarty. Long throw, skipped and picked by Peyton Williams, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, one Tarpon left aboard. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth. Blue Jays last chance to add a couple insurance runs. 8-4 here at TD Ballpark.
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days. And if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs. Blue Jays fans, don't forget tomorrow is All You Can Eat Friday here at TD Ballpark. All You Can Eat tickets are available for $30 every Friday home game. And for 90 minutes starting at 5:30 p.m., fans with an All You Can Eat ticket can enjoy food in our pavilion located down the third base line. Fans can also enjoy buy one, get one margaritas and house wine at Eddie's Bar. BOGO Margs, BOGO House Wine, All You Can Eat food sounds like a great Friday night. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. Won't you ride with me, ride with me? See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
We're back here, home half of the eighth. Blue Jays leading by four. It's going to be Salinas, Deschamps, and McCarty due up for Dunedin. Liam Mendez, the new pitcher for the Tarpons, making his single-A debut. 3.78 ERA in 14 games, 16 and two-thirds innings in the Complex League. First pitch taken for a strike by Salinas, 0-1 to start him. Out of the windup, the righty kicks and fires. That one ripped towards right. High, that's going back to the warning track, and settling underneath is Kyle Battle. And that'll be out number one. Salinas got a little bit underneath it, trying to make a bid for his second homer of the day, third of the year, but to no avail. One up, one down, now Nick Deschamps. That one sent towards left center field. That's going to be trouble. That's going to fall for a base hit. Deschamps turning, going towards second. Being aggressive, the throw is not going to be in time. A one-out double for Nick Deschamps. His second hit since being called up to single A. His first extra base hit. Now Ryan McCarty's got another chance with a runner in scoring position. Deschamps, his first hit of the day. He's now one for two. Struck out swinging, drew two walks, and now he's finally aboard with a hit. McCarty one for three, a three RBI double to take the lead in the sixth inning, one the Blue Jays have yet to give up, 0-1. That one taken for a strike, the slider. Final line for Ryan Anderson, two innings pitch, three hits, five runs, four of them being earned. Two walks, two Ks. That one, a soft liner to center, holding up for a second. What's Deschamps? Now he misplayed it. They're going to have him wave around and stop now at third. Deschamps held up in between second and third in case he got caught by Spencer Jones, and it died out there.
Shortstop number seven, Michael Turcone.
Ended up being too late, even with the bobble, to send him towards home. Now first and third, one away, top of the order, Michael Turcone. Second hit of the night for McCarty. Now runners on the corners, one away for Michael Turcone. First pitch, fouled off left side, 0-1. Turcone 0 for 4 tonight. The 0-1 pitch, there goes McCarty. That one high, the throw towards second. Now it's picked off and thrown towards home, and they got Deschamps at home. So McCarty steals second. The old first and third stolen base play does not work out for the Blue Jays. They can't get the run in. That's two down, but still a runner in scoring position. A 1-1 count. The pitch, foul back. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Turcone stepping back in. Blue Jays leading by four, trying to make it five. Mendez steps off. And you can hear from the Tampa dugout, they told Gomez to go out, talk to his pitcher. I think there's some confusion on the signs. Mendez had looked at the cheat sheet in his cap and then stepped off, so he wasn't sure which one they were going with. With that runner at second, they changed it up. And now we're back. Turcone stepping back in. Mendez out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. That one sent towards left. Will that hang up? It will. Familia runs it down, and that'll be out number three. So the Blue Jays can't bring the run home. We'll head to the top half of the ninth. Last chance for the Tarpons. 8-4, Dunedin leads it.
Blue Jays fans, don't forget this Friday, August 12th, is Back to School Night presented by TD Bank. The first 250 kids, 12 and under, in attendance will receive an awesome Dunedin Blue Jays backpack, and after the game, they can run the bases. Also, all kids merchandise will be 20% off, both in our Jays shop and online through August 21st. So make sure your kid is heading back to school in style. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad. Let's lead to late nights, sitting alone. Conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use. Or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space? And I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, yeah, now I can't escape.
We're back here, top half of the ninth. Last chance for the Tarpons. Blue Jays leading by four. Out to finish this ballgame off is the lefty, number 46, Soenny Martinez. He's on for the 24th time, a 4.26 ERA through 31 and two-thirds. First pitch to Spencer Jones is ripped to right, and that's going to be a no-doubter into the Blue Jays bullpen. Not the start you really want in the ninth. A solo shot, first home run of Spencer Jones' minor league career. First round pick out of Vanderbilt gets his first single A home run.
Catcher number 21, Antonio Gomez.
Blue Jays still up by three. Now Antonio Gomez will step in. Lefty kicks and fires. First pitch in there for a strike. 0-1. One cut and a miss. Gomez down 0-2. Gomez 0-3. He has reached on a walk. Martinez out of the windup. The 0-2 pitch. That one up. One ball, two strikes. Martinez, the sinker slider guy. That one fouled back. Gomez staying alive. Shaking the hand. That one must have been a stinger. Fouled off that slider. 1-2. That one a liner down the right field line. That's going to be a fair ball. An extra bases maybe. The throw is going to be cut off. Back-to-back extra base hits. A solo shot now. A double, no out still here in this ninth inning.
Third baseman, number 10, Marcos Cabrera.
Marcos Cabrera, he'll step in, runner in scoring position. He's 2-for-4, he's got a home run himself, 3 RBIs. Martinez takes a step off the rubber. Kicks and fires. First pitch, the slider outside. The 1-0. That one well outside. Two balls, no strikes. Definitely don't want to walk Cabrera. 2-0 count. At the moment, the potential tying run is on deck. Don't want to bring him to the plate. That one ripped down the line. Hooks foul. Takes a long bounce all the way into almost left center field on that. Dylan Rock tosses it to a young fan. And it's 2-1. Ben Rice on deck for Tampa. Two-one pitch. That one popped up right side, gets up and out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Martinez kicks and fires. That one ripped towards left. That's going to be at the track. Dylan Rock settles underneath. Off the bat, it sounded way farther. He makes the grab. That's out number one. Everybody here in TD Ballpark held their breath when that ball came off the bat. Had the sound, but must have missed the sweet spot by just a little bit. Out number one. Ben Rice up for the fifth time. He's 0-3, did draw a walk. First pitch in there with a sinker. 0-1. The 0-1. That one missed inside. Ball, one strike. Martinez trying to finish this game off. It's already been a little bit more eventful here in this ninth than the Blue Jays would have wanted. That one missed low. Two, one. Outside. Three balls, one strike. Potential tying run on deck. 3-1 count at the plate to Ben Rice. The pitch. That one down low. Rice draws the walk. And what the Blue Jays didn't want is the tying run to come up to the plate. Madison Santos, the DH. Rice on for the second time. First and second, one away here in this top half of the ninth. Blue Jays hanging on to a three-run lead.
Hitter, number 14, Madison Santos.
Madison Santos, the DH, 0-2. He's drawn two walks. Strikeout and a ground out. Martinez kicks fires. That first pitch low and in. One ball, no strike. The pitch. That one's in there. Gets the sinker outside corner. And a balk called on Soenny Martinez. I'm not sure what could have been called on that balk. Nothing looked like a balk to me on that, but Connor McKenna called Martinez for it. Looked like he just picked his foot up to get into that stretch position. Now, two runners in scoring position. Grounder to first. That's bobbled by Williams. Now, the tying run's going to be on base. An error on Peyton Williams. The run comes in to score. Now, it's going to be first and third. A two-run lead for the Blue Jays. The tying run on first.
Left fielder, number 7, Christopher Familia.
That got underneath the glove of Peyton Williams. He tried to rush the pickup. With it being to his right. This is definitely not how the Blue Jays wanted this ninth inning to go. First pitch up and in. 1-0. Blue Jays, I believe, have Ben Baggett throwing in the bullpen. And there goes the runner. Santos is into second safely. The call is a strike. There is no throw. The tying run now in scoring position. One out. A ball and a strike. The pitch. Ripped towards right, and that hook's well foul, had plenty of distance on it. Familia pulled the trigger a hair early on that slider. Luckily for the Blue Jays, he was well in front of it. 1-2 the count. Martinez kicks and fires. Caught and a miss. Huge strikeout for Martinez. Two down now. Runners at second and third. The Blue Jays still clinging on to a two-run lead now. Now Kyle Battle, the right fielder. Deschamps heads towards the mound, and now Donnie Murphy heads out of the dugout. I think they're going to go with Baggett here for the final out. And Murphy just talking with the infield now. There has been no motion towards the bullpen. And now he does. So he lets Baggett get a couple more pitches by heading out to the mound. And that's going to be it for Soenny Martinez. He's given up two runs. He's got two outs. Runners at second and third. And I believe it'll be Baggett, but we'll wait to confirm. We'll be back with a new Dunedin pitcher after this little break. We're back here, top half of the ninth, two outs. Ben Baggett is the pitcher for the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays saw an emergency. They broke the glass. A new pitcher on the mound, two down, runners at second and third, a two-run lead. That tying run in scoring position. It'll be battle against Baggett. Time called at the plate by Deshaun. That's going to count as one attempt by Baggett. Baggett on for the 12th time this year for Dunedin. 1.54 ERA through 11 and two-thirds. First pitch in there for a strike. Fastball, slider, changeup in Baggett's repertoire. 0-1. Martinez gave up two runs, both earned. He's responsible for both the runners on base now. Neither one would be an earned run due to the error by Williams. That one missed up and in. 1-1. Baggett kicks, fires. That one lifted high. Shallow right field. Roden coming in. He calls off Machado, makes the grab, and that will do it. Thank goodness. A real nail biter after the Blue Jays had a four-run lead in the ninth. Giving up two runs, the tying run made it all the way to second. And the Blue Jays take the game. Dunedin takes the game. They improve to 21-17. Tampa falls to 23-14. The Tarpons scored six runs on nine hits. They committed two errors. Your Blue Jays, eight runs on nine hits. They committed one error. The win goes to Devereaux Harrison. The loss to Ryan Anderson. And Ben Baggett comes out for the save. We're back here for game four tomorrow. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Coverage will begin at 6:15. Don't forget, it's back to school night. Gates will open at 6:30. And it's also all-you-can-eat Friday, $30 tickets for 90 minutes of all-you-can-eat food. We appreciate you tuning in tonight, and on behalf of everyone here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. We'll see you tomorrow. Blue Jays win 8-6 in a nail-biter.
Doesn't this guitar sound so good? Sugar in my water, cause we making mini-made. Forget all the hate.
single season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. My buddy Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. Back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in. Famous friends, yeah, I do. I got friends in high places on these small town roads. Cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Davidson County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Place not too far away. We all know I should be there.